of toughness. You don't need a man to be the God that you are, oh God. But you have chosen to call me your own. From beginning to the end, there's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for me to argue with anybody, 'cause you are God all by just to be called your own.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are God all by yourself. The God who commands light to come out of darkness. It is to you that we come tonight, knowing, Father, that as we stand in your presence, because of the grace that is given unto us, the authorization of access, the license to come boldly because of what our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ accomplished by the shedding of His blood and by the defeating of the forces of darkness, making a public display of them. Father, having heard us, God, having seen us, God, having known us, God, that even now you bring a resolution, an end to every struggle, and grant to us the grace of your favor, the grace that comes because you give us a hearing, and the grace makes it possible not only for you to hear and see, but to do something about the issues that we face in our lives. Bring all things to resolution, Father. And blessing us, cause us, O God, to have reasons to celebrate every single moment of our lives as we see the unfolding of your manifold blessings manifested in our lives and in our environment for your glory and honor and for our benefits. In Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name, thank you, Lord, Holy Spirit, for helping us to pray tonight. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's good to see you all here this evening for our time of prayer and intercession. Our scripture base that we're going to use to launch ourselves into this stratosphere of prayer is found in the book of Psalms, Psalm 23. Psalm 23. Here in Psalm 23, the Word of God says, the Lord, Jehovah, the self-existent, eternal, all-knowing, everywhere present, all-powerful, the Lord, the self-existing one, is my shepherd. The word for shepherd is the word ra'ah, and it has so many tentacles to it. The Lord is my shepherd. Now, shepherds, you can be a shepherd and be a hireling. That means you were employed, you were hired to take care of the sheep, and all you are interested in is getting paid for the day's job. But you can be a shepherd who owns the sheep. And the Lord tells us that He is that good shepherd, that He's not a hireling. This is something that is of utmost importance to me. And the psalmist says here, the Lord is my shepherd. The psalmist, making this declaration, grew up as a shepherd. He took ownership of his father's flock and made certain that whatever it is that he had given to him to take care of, he came home with exactly that amount. And if there were any little lambs that were born, that's a bonus that came back home. But he had this intent: I am not coming back with less than I started with. And that's why the Lord said that all that the Father has put in my hands, I've not lost any except for the son of perdition. And that son of perdition got lost because he did not grasp the important fact that Jesus was his shepherd. He thought that his provision was in stealing funds, in betraying his master for some coins. When we position ourselves to betray the trust of God, it doesn't just stop there. It continues to betrayal. When this shepherd, David, referencing the shepherd, the Lord, the self-existent one, I'm sure he remembered when the bear came and the lion came to take one of the sheep under his care. He says, I beat those things to death. I went after them and made sure that the sheep was protected. What was the sheep? The sheep was not as strong as the bear, was not as strong as the lion. And even though in the natural, David was not as strong as the bear or the sheep, he knew that he had one who empowered him. Hallelujah. To be able to subdue that which seemed greater than him. So when he saw a Goliath that was way bigger than him, a Goliath that threatened the people of Israel for 40 days and 40 nights, he said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? He's not a person of covenant. And just as I dealt with the bear and the lion, this big fool is coming down also. And he cut off the head of Goliath with Goliath's own sword. All he had was a slingshot and five stones. Five stones that represented grace. Five stones that represented the word of God that said when anybody blasphemed against God, the blasphemer was to be stoned. We give God praise for his faithfulness. I'm certain that all of this was going through his mind as he penned those words, the Lord is my raha, my shepherd, the shepherd who protects me, the shepherd who watches over me, the shepherd that makes certain that I am cared for, provided for, protected, the shepherd that is guiding me. He says, I shall not want, because the shepherd, I love this, the shepherd knows where the green pastures is. The shepherd knows where the coin to pay the taxes is. He knew where it was, and he knew how to direct Peter to get to that coin that was in the fish's mouth. When nobody else knew it, the shepherd knew it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'll tell you a story, and then we're going to begin to pray. Sometimes you might wonder, why do I spend so much time talking about different things, teaching before we pray? Shouldn't we just pray? No, I want us to pray with understanding and in faith. Because it's not the multitude of our words that brings about the answer that we need, but the simplicity of knowing that God is in charge of our lives. The story is told of a man that fished. So you spend the time fishing. And every time he is coming home, he will say, as people greet him, "I am blessed and highly favored." And pretty soon, people just knew him as blessed and highly favored. As he's coming, they'll say, "Hi, blessed and highly favored." And he'll respond back, "Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I'm blessed and highly favored." This became very annoying to the king, because now he was more popular and well known than the king. Let's call that king the mayor of the city. And so the king, or the mayor, decided to deal with this issue. "This guy is more known than I, the mayor of my city. I'm going to deal with him." So he and his councilmen decided that they will find a way to destroy this man. So, are you with me with this story? Good. They decide to give him an honor. And such a day, they were going to honor him with accolades. But for him to receive this honor, he's going to have to take care of something, a signet ring that the mayor was going to put in his trust. So they brought this and said, "On such and such a day, the king is going to honor you. The mayor is going to honor you. And everybody will celebrate you, blessed and highly favored one." Okay? So they gave him the ring. It was in a box. He kept the box away. Then those that were plotting against him came to the wife and said, "Listen, we'd like to do something for you, something special. And we want you to give us that ring that the city gave to your husband to keep." "No, I'm not going to do such a thing. That's something meant for my husband to keep for a particular day, and he's going to be honored on that day." They kept on pushing and pressing, threatening. So finally, she went looking for this ring. She finds it and gives it to them. They take it. And they left. The day came for him to bring that ring back to the mayor. He goes, he finds the box, he opens the box, but the box is empty. The ring is gone. He goes fishing anyway. Normally he will catch so many fish, but this particular day, he caught only one fish. Every day he comes back and they see him. They see the manifestation of the blessed and highly favored. Why he always says, I'm blessed and highly favored. He has all this fish. But on this particular day, he's coming back and he has only one fish. And they say, blessed and highly favored one. But this day, he wasn't shouting like he normally would do. And he just says, hallelujah, I'm blessed and highly favored. And he goes home. He gets home. Had only one fish. He's not going to sell it. Cleans the fish. As he's cleaning the fish, he sees the signet ring. It was inside the fish. The only fish he caught. And he takes that signet ring, takes it and puts it back in the box, having cleaned it. And on the day that is called, and people say, blessed and highly favored, the guy is shouting, yes, I'm blessed and highly favored, hallelujah, God is good. Now it was time for him to present the box. And he comes and he presents it to the mayor, the king. He opens it and there was the ring. Councilmen, supporters freak out. What happened? They had taken the ring, saw, walked by the river and threw it as far as they could. Far away! But the Lord is my shepherd. The only fish he caught, took it in. And now it was there to be presented. They all lost out. He won. He got the accolades. He got the promotion. No matter what the enemy planned to do, they failed. The Lord is my raha. I shall not want. Now, that might be a fictitious story. For all I know. But it gets the point across. The point is, I shall not want. No matter where the enemy takes my stuff to, what belongs to me is going to come back to me. I shall not want. You can try to block me on the left, the right, the center, every which way. I shall not want. I want us now to begin to pray, to call upon the name of the Lord and begin to declare, Lord, you are my shepherd. You are my raha. You are the self-existent God who is well able to do exceedingly far beyond anything I dare ask or think. And no matter what enemies may come against me, I shall not fail. I shall not falter. I shall lack nothing, for your provision is eternal in my life. Let us pray. Let us trust God. Let us thank God for his faithfulness, for his provision, for his peace, for the fact that he is on our side. And because God is for me, nothing shall be able to successfully come against me. God is all I need. I will prosper in every realm in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my sovereign Lord. Hallelujah. Pray, 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 pray. Begin to give God thanks that He is the one who's guiding you, the one who's providing for you, the one who is doing for you what no man can do, the one who is exposing the enemy of your soul, the one who is exposing the enemies of your life, the one who's frustrating the powers of darkness. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord, oh God, that you are in the business of frustrating the powers of darkness, the enemy that thought that I'm going to be mincemeat for them. This day, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you, Lord, oh God, that they are disappointed. Even as you disappointed the lions that thought that they could eat Daniel. Lord, oh God, disappoint and frustrate every enemy. You are Jehovah, the self-existent God. You need nobody to be God. You need nobody to call you God to be God. You are God all by yourself, and there's no room for argument about this fact that you reign supreme. And Lord, oh God, that you are on our side, and because you are on my side, nothing shall succeed against me. Nothing shall come against your people and break them down or defeat them. For Lord, oh God, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are the God who makes provision for us. You are the God who grants to us an impartation of your life, of your peace, of your abilities. And Lord, oh God, this day you are bringing to naught every activity, every act of the evil one, frustrating, oh God, all powers of darkness, bringing them to a place of public shame. For Lord, oh God, you are on our side. And because you are on our side, we have been made more than conquerors, made victors and not victims. Hallelujah. We give you praise. I shall not want. You are Jehovah Raha. You are Jehovah Raha. You are Jehovah Raha. You are Jehovah Raha. You are thank you, Father, for your authority, for your blessings, for your goodness. It follows us all the days of our lives, and we'll dwell in the house of the Lord, protected and provided for all the days of our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Says he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. I love that statement, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Because sometimes sheep act dumb. That's the reality. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. This is a statement that says that when God brings me to his destined point for me at a particular time, that he will do whatever it is that he needs to do to make sure that I appreciate what I have at hand. Because many times we think the green pastures is over there, but the reality is the green pasture, the green grass, is only the grass that you have watered. Any grass, no matter how good it is, if you don't water it, it's not going to stay green. Praise the Lord. This is a passage that helps me to recognize that I'm in my green pastures. This is where God brought me. I need to water it. Praise the Lord. I need to water it. I need to fertilize it. And not run away from it and think, it's green over there, it's green over there. No, I, the good shepherd, brought you here, and this is the place I'm going to bless you. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. These are green pastures. He makes me to lie down. He makes me to relax. He makes me to rest. Removes all the turbulence. That's why it continues and says, he leads me beside still waters. Because sometimes there's so much agitation inside of you that's not generated by God. Just the enemy wanting you to move away from your place of blessing. He begins to bring, pump up all kinds of stuff to make you feel disconnected, make you feel discouraged. You know, some of the things that we are discouraged about, other people will celebrate if they only had it. Oh, I don't have this, I don't have that, I don't have this, I don't have that. And somebody else is saying, oh, if I only had that. Now, there are times when God will create a sense of discontent inside of us because he wants to move us. But the first thing God wants to do is to make you lie down in your green pastures. Oh, I'm led only by peace. Listen. Some people say, I'm led by peace. When I have peace in my heart, that's when I know that it's okay for me to do this or do that. That may be true. But if that's the only criteria, I can tell you this. All you need for you to have peace is for the enemy not to disturb your peace. Just back off. Give you a lot of room. And you think, I'm at peace. No, you are in danger. Your peace is in the command of God's word. Not your circumstances, that your circumstances are now okay, or that your circumstances are bad. Your peace must be defined by the word of God. God spoke, God declared, God said something, and because you have heard the word of God, you stay where you are supposed to be. In your green pastures, being led by still waters. Yes, God will lead you by the peace that you have in here. But let it be the peace that he gives to you. Because there are times when you think you've got peace, but it's a trap. Bible tells us about the city of Jericho. Or rather, Ai. The city of Ai. Not Jericho, Ai. AI. Artificial intelligence. No. Israel had gone there and they were defeated. They found out there was sin in the camp. And God says, go back, and this is what I want you to do. When you go, surround it. When you go, and they come, and they think they're going to beat you up like they did before, he says, I want you to run away. Take off. And that's going to pull them out of the city. So the people of Ai said, coming after the Israelites, and they run off. They're taking off. And the enemy came out pursuing after them. They thought, we've got the victory. Then they found out, oops, we exposed our city. It's been burnt. And now they're surrounded from the front and from the back. And they were defeated. They were reading their lives based on circumstantial evidence. That's not how we make decisions. We make decisions based on what I heard the Lord say to me. God said, not my mind, not my ideologies, not my philosophies. And on the basis of what God said, I stand still in this place because God told me this is my place. Amen? So let us pray. Lord, make me lie down in my green pastures and not allow circumstances to impact me, but your word, my obedience to your word. Not forgetting what you said to me, but holding steadfastly to the integrity of your word. And because of that, staying still. He said to Moses, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I'm Yahweh, Jehovah. Be still and know. Don't allow the circumstances over there determine what you're going to feel or act at. Just be still. You lead me beside the still waters. Pray. Father God, we call upon your name this day and we thank you for the integrity of your word. We thank you, Lord, O God, that you are faithful. And Lord, O God, that you lead us by your word. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. So, Lord, O God, this day we look unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, cause us to lie down in our green pastures and not allow the circumstances of life to determine and detect what actions we take or do not take. But Lord, O God, in embracing the integrity of your word of truth, Lord, O God, rest in knowing that, Lord, O God, that your word is eternally true. Let your word, O God, be that which we obey on a daily basis. Let my obedience be to your word. Father, not forgetting what you said to me in the dark of day or in the light of day, but rather recognizing, O God, that whatever you said, when it was all light, all wonderful, Lord, O God, is still true when dark times come. For Lord, O God, seasons do change, but your word is eternal. It shall never falter. It is a steadfast word. It is a word, O God, that is filled with your integrity. You hold your word above all your names. So, Lord, O God, today we take a hold of your word and we say, Father, on the basis of the integrity of your word, which defines your person, Lord, O God, we stay in the place that you've called us to, recognizing, O God, that you will bless us here and now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, O God, that there is nothing that the enemy of our souls can do to stop the blessing. Nothing that the enemy can do, O Father, to hinder the manifestation of the now thus saith the Lord. Lord, O God, let there be a manifestation of the thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. We speak, thus saith the Lord. Father, we declare what you said and we receive what you said. In the mighty name of Jesus, we will not change. We will not rethink. We will not reflect on anything else, but reflect your glory and declare thy kingdom has come and your will even now is done. in the earth, in our lives, in our homes, in our church, in our city, in our community, as it is in heaven, so now it is done. In Jesus' mighty name, we call it so done. Amen and amen. Praise God. The next verse says, He restoreth my soul. It's a powerful word. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Right in the verse, the word of God tells us how our soul is restored. He restoreth my soul. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He restoreth my soul. What does restoration imply? Restoration implies some level of depletion. Depletion in our sense of fortitude. Because, yes, we know what the Word of God says, but there are times when our circumstance speaks so loud, says so much, that we are threatened. Jehoshaphat had three kings coming after him. Threatening him. And he didn't know what to do. There were so many. That he cries out to God. He says, God, my enemies are trying to kick me out of the land that you've given to us. There's so many of them. What are we going to do? And in 2 Chronicles 20, God gave him a way out. His soul was restored. Gideon is overwhelmed by the presence of the enemy. The Amalekites had come and filled the whole place. Like it was, you know, in his description, they filled the earth. They brought everything. And they've been beaten down when they had their crops. The enemy comes and takes all of that away. So when he hears his name being associated with thou great man of valor, who are you talking about? I'm the least in my father's family. I'm with the least. Our family is the least. And I'm the least of the least. And you're calling me what? What are you talking about? He does his fleece thing, and God encouraged him, but it was not enough. So what does God do? God says, go to the camp of the enemy and see what they're talking about. And he gets there, and the enemy has a dream. A loaf of bread rolling through the camp and knocking down the tents, and they started interpreting it and saying, this is nothing but the sword of Gideon. Who told them about Gideon? God. God knows how to encourage you and how to put your enemy in a state of defeat with their own mouth. Hallelujah. Our prayer is this: God, restore my soul by assuring me. Notice this: He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His namesake, assuring me of who I am in you. Gideon, thou son, mighty man of valor, assure me of who I am in you. But in that assurance of who I am in you, let there be a declaration even from the depths of hell that I'm whom you have declared me to be. Let my enemies know that I am the blessed and highly favored too. You know what? I told you the story of the man, the fisherman, that always said, I'm blessed and highly favored. When he brought his ring, the ring that he was given to keep, and he brings it back, everybody said, the king, the councilman, everybody said, blessed and highly favored. Let my enemies begin to say, he is blessed and highly favored. Do you receive that? Let's pray it. Come on. Let's do it. Father, you have declared me righteous. You've declared me wise. You've declared me full of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You've declared me a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. You've declared me one, O God, that has the gift of righteousness, walking uprightly before you, filled with the word of life. You have declared me more than a conqueror. Lord, O God, so let it now not only be heard in my spirit and my soul encouraged, but let it be said, O God, by the enemy of my soul, that he is blessed and highly favored. Let the enemy say what you are saying about me. Let the enemy of my soul be defeated by their confessions even this day. Let them know that they are defeated and declare with their mouths that they have been brought to naught, because your name, O God, hallelujah, is exalted in my life. Exalted in this church, exalted in our families. Father, in Jesus' name, we are truly blessed and highly favored. And so shall the declaration be in every realm, in the mighty name of Jesus, blessed and highly favored of the Lord, growing in wisdom, growing in stature, growing in favor with man and with God. So let it be. So let it be. So let it be. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good all the time. Amen. The next verse says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff comfort me. You'll notice in these verses that God is not saying that because you're a believer, that there are not going to be challenges. But what he's saying is, in spite of the challenges, you're going to come out okay. That's the promise God is making us. He's not saying that there's not going to be evil in the world, but he's saying, I am going to make you someone that overcomes the evil in the world. Just like I came into a world that was evil and I overcame it, you will also overcome. Hallelujah. Yes, there will be challenges, but I am greater than the challenges that you will ever face. That's an awesome promise. The reality is this: the sun, the rain pours on the good and the evil. But those that are planted in the integrity of God's word, because they came, they heard the word of God, and did what the word of God said, when the storm comes, their house stands. The house of the evil one, those who came and heard the word of God but didn't do it, their houses collapse. So that there's a difference. There is a difference. There's evil in the world, but you're going to come out of it on the other side of this evil. And as the three young Hebrew boys did, when they came out of the other side of being thrown into a fiery furnace, and there was no smell of smoke on them, their hair wasn't singed, nothing about the fire touched them. So shall it be for every one of us. The economy can go every which way, but that does not mean that the impact of a bad economy needs to impact me, because I am not of this world. Yeah? I am of the kingdom of God. And he says in his word that he will meet my needs according to his riches in glory, not in lack, not in poverty, not in want, but his riches in glory. So therefore, there is an economy in glory that overrides whatever it is that's happening around me. Well, if you were living in Nigeria, for example, or some third world country, and you are paid with US dollars, while the people in that country are being paid with their local currency, but one of your currency that you've been paid with is worth 1,000 of their currency, you are not greatly impacted by their inflation. Hello? Do you understand? Because your one is their 1,000. So they inflated, you know, something by $3,000. For you, it's $3. You still living the life. Well, the provision of God is the same to us. That God provides for us according to his riches. And so whatever it is, when I'm connected with him, whatever it is that's happening, my connection with him is giving me an override over their inflation and whatever weakness their currency is, the currency of this world. God's blessings has an override over that. Praise God. So therefore, I can go to the store. Let me show you how this works. And they price that thing as $1,000. And when I come to the store, somebody decides, oh, we're going to give our customers a break. The person that is going to buy that thing, when they get to the cashier, they're going to pay $50. So I go, thinking I'm going to pay $1,000, I pay $50. And I take off before anybody changes their mind. I have kept $950 in my pocket. They say, ah, Pastor, what? Don't try me tonight. Don't try me. Don't try me. Because I'll start giving you testimonies and we'll be here for hours. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. Till this day, as I'm talking to you, God is still doing what he said he will do. Look at the shoes I'm wearing. How much do you think these shoes will cost? I'm going to surprise you in just a moment. Because I bought it online, and after I bought it online for the... I'll tell you. No, I better not spoil my shoes to tell you how much I paid for it. I went back online. I got a second pair. And then I wanted to go back online to buy another pair. The store is no longer there. It is not there. Did you hear what I said? That's shopping from another dimension. I wear my shoes. People that are millionaires many times over, they look at my shoe and say, wow, I like those shoes. Can I get some? I said, the online market is gone. They want my shoes. They want my clothes. But I don't pay what everybody else pays. The God who took me shopping to buy an expensive suit for $19, and I went back to get some more, and they told me, you didn't buy that suit here. And God said, I took you to another dimension. That same God is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's still doing it. All you and I need to do is stay connected with God, and God will surprise you. Hallelujah. I've gone to stores and my shoe is way better than the shoes that they are selling for $1,000, $2,000, $5,000. They're looking at my shoe and saying, where did you get that? What brand name is that? I just tell them, I don't know. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because when you go into stores, there are certain things that they look for. If you go into certain stores, they look at your shoe to determine whether they should even spend time talking with you. Yeah? Oh, my shoes. Get 3-4 people coming to talk to me right away. How can we help you? It's my shoes. But the shoes came from another realm, I'm sure it is. Hallelujah. So don't try me. Don't try me. Don't try me. God is your God, and God is the one that is taking care of you in spite of what's happening in the world. Though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you have no reason to be afraid, for he is with you, and his rod and staff will comfort you. Here's the God who prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Oh, my Lord. My God. Do I have stories to tell you of the goodness of God when God sets you up and your enemies are there and they're wondering, how did you get to this table? How on earth did you get to this table? Who do you know that made it possible for you to be in this room? Because this room is meant for the shakers and the movers. And we didn't see you in our club meeting. How did you get in here? Because the real shaker and mover is with me, and he leads me, and he's my good shepherd, and he brings me, and just to make sure that you turn red. And I've seen that happen too. Hallelujah. People just, who does he know? I better be afraid of this guy because I don't know what he knows, because you cannot be here and you cannot have access to this if you don't know somebody. Well, I know somebody. What are you talking about? Praise the Lord. Did you know that your father has the greatest and has brought you into a business that is the biggest business in all the world? That your father, the one that you're working with, is the one who has more hospitals, more restaurants, more whatever else than anybody else, and that you can sit across from somebody that's a mover and shaker, and you tell them that story and say, your father owns all of this? All you come from the richest family on the earth? And all you need to tell them after all of that is tell them that you are a son of the Most High God and that you are part of the Church of Jesus Christ, because we own that. Child of God, in the presence of your enemies, God anoints your head with oil and your cup is going to run over. We're going to pray. God, make me understand who I am and the family that I belong to, so that I can carry myself appropriately without fear, without doubt, without shame, without a sense of confusion. Because that's part of our challenge. We allow the enemy to bamboozle us and confuse us. No, we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. And our God owns everything. And therefore is able to pass into our lives his fullness. Amen? You ready to pray? And pray. Lift up your voice before the Lord. God, make me understand who I am and the family I belong to. I belong to the family of God. So I can carry myself properly without fear, without doubt, without shame, or any sense of confusion. Recognizing, O God, the grace and the oil of favor on my head. Lord, O God, recognizing that the oil of your anointing is the oil that promotes me, the oil that elevates me, the oil that pronounces me and announces me into realms. In the mighty name of Jesus, the oil on my head that is speaking and declaring that I am chosen.
Lord, oh God, let this oil speak. Let this oil speak. Let this oil speak. Let this oil of your anointing speak. And let this oil of your anointing destroy yokes and remove burdens. Let it shatter the mindset of darkness and cause your glory to be revealed like never before. Let this oil cause my light to shine brightly. Let the forces of darkness that seek to blind or to shut out the glory of the star of your glory. Father, this day let those forces be broken. Let them be destroyed. Let everything, oh God, that stands in the way, oh God, be brought to naught. And let the light of your glory shine brightly in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the lies of the enemy be exposed and be brought to naught. Because, Lord, this day you have declared a decree. And, Lord, oh God, we declare your decree. I am the Son of the Most High God, the Son that God is well pleased in. Lord, just like you said in Psalm 2, so we declare this day. And we ask, oh God, that you give us the heathen, the pagan, for an inheritance. We thank you, Lord, oh God, that your exalted name is exalted in all the earth. Because your love shines brightly and your light shines brightly. And all agendas, oh God, that resist or try to stand in the way are broken and destroyed by the oil of your anointing. Frustrate the powers of darkness. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Final trust and prayer tonight will be to pray for this service that's going to be holding this Sunday. We're going to ask God to move mightily in our lives and to do in us and with us great and mighty things. I want to encourage everyone not to miss the Sunday morning service. I have an instruction from the Lord to do something. There is something that the Lord wants to impact into our lives, and I want to encourage you as best as I can to encourage not only yourself, but others, to be active participants in that service. And our prayer is going to be, Lord, whatever you have in store for me, let it be imparted unto me for your glory and for your honor. Amen? Amen. To the frustration, and I want you to take note of that word. That's a word that the Lord has pronounced with my mouth so many times in this service. The frustration of the forces of darkness. Amen? Hallelujah. God, bring to my life what you need to manifest in my life and frustrate the enemy. In them recognizing, we can't stop this. When it was time for Egypt, or rather Israel, to leave Egypt, there was nothing that Pharaoh and his army, which at that time were the greatest force, the world power of that day, there's nothing they could do to stop it. Praise the Lord. God just kept on frustrating them. And frustrating them until he drowned every single one of them. Praise God. Let us declare that what God has for us on Sunday, that God will manifest powerfully in us, but also frustrate the enemy because he cannot hold on anymore. Let the oil of God's anointing cause the enemy
whatever it is that he's trying to grab on, he can't grab onto it because now it's too slippery. He has to drop down into his hole. Praise God. You ready to pray? Let's do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that you are more than enough. You are more than enough. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that the services this Sunday will be graced by a mighty move of your Spirit in our lives. Do in us and with us great and mighty things. Lord, whatever you have in store for me, whatever you've destined to be mine, whatever you have assigned, oh God, in your loving kindness and tender mercies to be released unto me. Father, this day I declare, Father, that you will manifest it. Let it, oh God, impact my life positively for your glory and for your honor. And Lord, oh God, we declare in Jesus' name that as your move, oh God, sweeps through this congregation, Lord, oh God, that sons and daughters will rise to their rightful places. Lord, oh God, that every agenda of the enemy to sideline your sons or your daughters and cause them to be frustrated and cause them to struggle, that those plans of the enemy fail woefully. And Lord, oh God, that instead that the enemy of our souls will be frustrated because their plans, oh God, come to naught. Bring to my life what is needed and frustrate the forces of darkness in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the strongholds of darkness be shattered in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your people receive supernatural promotions and increase. Lord, oh God, let the hearts of your people, oh God, be so sold out to you. The Lord, oh God, they do not waver and live in fright of their tomorrows. Because, Lord, every day of their lives, we, your people, will say that my life today shall be better than my yesterday. In the mighty name of Jesus, every day we step in. No matter how great yesterday was, we will say my today shall be greater than my yesterday. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. I thank God for every one of you who took time to come to pray, seek the face of the Lord tonight. We bless you. In the name of our sovereign Lord Jesus Christ. Well, at this time, let us honor God with our giving. God has called us to give. And as we obey God in our giving today, He will multiply our seed sown. Release unto God that which He has graced you with. And may God multiply it. May God water our seeds. May those seeds become a manifestation of a great harvest, a harvest of the abundance of God. May your seed cause you to experience victory and the blessings of God's economy in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the givings of your people as they have released the gifts in their hands today. Lord, oh God, let your blessings manifest themselves in ways, oh God, that we cannot explain. Do for us what no man can do. And cause, oh God, that little in our hands to be much, as you did with the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. Lord, oh God, in feeding the thousands and still taking away more than you started with. So let it be unto us according to the manifestation of your awesome power in that miracle. So let it be unto us. In Jesus' mighty name, we call it so done. Amen and amen. Praise God. Bless you. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord. And we say blessings to Sister Patsy, who's joined us also on Zoom tonight. May we all enjoy the goodness of the Lord. Amen. And this a quick announcement. We don't need to be on YouTube or Facebook anymore. Of course, cameraman should know that, and those